Good morning and welcome. It is good to be here. I have been gone a couple of weeks and this feels like coming home, and it's good to see you. Welcome, whatever brings you here, curiosity, custom, crisis in your life, please know that you are welcome here and God's people are here to give you support and encouragement and love. If you are new to us, we have a brochure. I'm on the welcome team, so I will try to find you. But these are also in the back or out this way if we don't catch you. And you should have gotten a bulletin when you came in. It's part bulletin, part newsletter. And if you'll grab that, I'd like to highlight a couple of things that are happening here in the mission and ministry of this congregation. On the back side, you'll see something about upcoming events. And there's a pink sheet, I think you got in your bulletin, that talks about celebrating Christ in the city. Looks to me like an outdoor worship service to kick off our regional Methodist business meeting called Annual Conference. And so that is Tuesday at 4:30 in Columbus Circle, hosted by the United Methodist Churches in the city. So I want to call your attention to that. And then at the bottom of that first column, says hospitality needed. How many people can cook? I only see three hands. We have a woeful congregation. Oh, there's four. Thank you, Mamie. All right, so we need some snacks and food for hospitality. We need some greeters and hospitality people and all kinds of things, because we will be hosting the Upper New York for Full Inclusion meeting that it coincides with annual conference. So hospitality volunteers, and if you can't cook, I bet you can clean up. And those folks are needed about 8:30. There's also lots of other things happening that I won't take time to talk to you about, but I do want to ask Jeannie to come up and tell us two pieces of news.
All righty. So the Unify worship service is at 7 o'clock, so if you can bring your goodies, and she forgot to say, if you can't cook, I know you can buy cookies and veggies and fruit. So if you can just touch base with me after the service so we can keep track of who's bringing what. Now for my two things. The first, they're both very exciting accomplishments. The first is Marjorie Carter is sitting back there. Why don't you stand up? She just won the Mary McLeod Bethune Educator of the Year Award at the NAACP's 40th Freedom Fund Gala on Thursday. She was the first African-American teacher in the Syracuse City School District. I won't say what year. The second piece of information I bring you as the head of the Reconciling Ministries team here at UUMC, T.C. Morrow is married to a woman, so two women, and she finished her seminary training, I don't know how many years ago, and she has been trying to become ordained in the Baltimore, Washington Annual Conference, and she keeps getting turned down by either the Board of Ordained Ministries or the clergy session. And the clergy session approved her, and she was ordained as a UMC minister a couple days ago. So that's great news.
Thank you. A few logistics. There should be a yellow slip that you have, and if you'll pull that out, we would love to know that you are here, whether you have been here for years and years or a first-time visitor. If you would at least put your name, and if you're new to us, we'd love to have some contact information for you. On the flip side is an opportunity to list a prayer request, and those will be shared later in the worship service. So if you do have a prayer request, hold on to the yellow slip, and the ushers will come and pick them up during the service. And if not, then just drop this in the offering plate when that comes by later in the service. There are restrooms and childcare out this door, and we'll have some fellowship time in the gathering room after the service. And a reminder that we have a safe sanctuary policy so that children should be accompanied by an adult throughout the building. With that, let us continue our worship.
Now, Amen, choir. Good morning, everyone. I'm Pastor Alicia, and I'm honored to say that I am the pastor here at this church, at University United Methodist Church. The season of Eastertide leads us from Easter to the arrival of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Jesus was gone. How did Jesus' followers decide what to do next, and how do we decide what to do next? We will be looking for answers in the Gospel of John, the Acts of the Apostles, and through Dr. Seuss's book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. Today, Dr. Seuss warns us about getting stuck in the waiting space, especially when we are in a slump or bang-ups or hang-ups have happened. So please join me in singing Christ Be the Light, the song that we are using in Eastertide to focus our decisions and directions.
Christ be our light, shine in our hearts, shine in the darkness. Christ be our light, shine in your church, gather today. Yes, shine in our hearts, shine in our church. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in our responsive call to worship. Come to hear the word. Come to experience comfort. Come to find cost. Come to find humanity. Come to find church. We are certainly here to find God, and we do it best when we find a church that supports us in our journey. Please remain standing and join me in singing When Words Alone Cannot Express. When words alone cannot express all that our hearts ache to confess, bring music, hallelujah. Bring melody and rhythmic fire. Bring instruments, bring bells and choir. Bring music, alleluia, 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 alleluia. When bread is broken, wine is poured, when we encounter Christ the Lord, bring music, hallelujah. When children teach us how to pray, when simple heroes show the way, bring music, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Within each season of our lives, when every passageway arrives, bring music, hallelujah. Sing when the infant draws a breath. Sing when the elder yields to death. Bring music, hallelujah, hallelujah, alleluia, alleluia. Before you settle back into your seats, take time to connect with the people around you, saying, may the peace of the risen Christ be with you, and share a handshake or a hug or a fist bump as appropriate.
Will the children please come forward as they're comfortable?
Thank you. Lord, lead me, Lord, by the light of truth, to seek and to find the narrow way. Be my way, be my truth, be my life, my Lord, and lead me, Lord, today. Lead me, Lord, lead me, Lord, by the light of truth, to seek and to find the narrow way. Be my way, be my truth, be my life, my Lord, and lead me, Lord, today.
Good morning. How are you today? Good, good, good. We have more folks coming. Hi there. So I'm wondering a couple of things. Do we have a video today? Okay. So today we're going to watch part of the video from Oh, the Places You'll Go, and then I have a somewhat unrelated question for you, okay? So let's watch our video.
Can get so confused that you'll start in to race down long wiggled roads at a breaknecking pace and grind on for miles across weirdish wild space, headed, I fear, toward a most useless place, the waiting place. For people just waiting. Waiting for a train to go, or a bus to come, or a plane to go, or the mail to come, or the rain to go, or the phone to ring, or the snow to snow, or the waiting around for a yes or a no, or waiting for their hair to grow. Everyone is just waiting. Waiting for the fish to bite, or waiting for the wind to fly a kite, or waiting around for Friday night, or waiting, perhaps, for their Uncle Jake, or a pot to boil, or a better break, or a string of pearls, or a pair of pants, or a wig with curls, or another chance. Everyone is just waiting. No, that's not for you.
Anyone here been waiting for something? Have you ever been bored in waiting? I know I have. We have a few people nodding their heads yes. Something that helps me when I'm in that waiting place to make time go faster is music. Does anyone find that if you put music on that it makes time go faster, like maybe in the car or if you're in that waiting place? Yeah? Some shaking heads, yes. Okay, I have another question. Does anyone here like music? Okay. What kind of music do we like?
50s and 60s.
50s and 60s. What kind of music do you like?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson?
I like
90s. 90s? Do you like music? Do you want to tell me? Okay. Do you like music? You don't like music. Okay. Do you like music?
Yes. We like music together.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you like?
It's called Music Together. It's
a music.
Curriculum for young children. They have really great songs.
I don't have that on.
They have great songs for young kids.
Nice. Awesome. Thank you. Do you like music? Do you want to tell me what kind of music? No. No. Okay. You do?
I actually don't. No, I just like,
you like music.
Wide variety.
A wide variety. Me too. I like a wide variety as well. If I were asked that question, I wouldn't have an answer like you because I like so many kinds of music. Does anyone here sing? All right. Does anyone sing in their choir or chorus? Yeah. All right. Does anyone here play an instrument? Did anyone used to play an instrument? Yeah. Great. What do you play?
Cello.
Piano. Any others? And you also play the piano and you used to play the violin. Nice. Do you play an instrument? You guys? No, nope, just your voice? Do you play, what instruments did you play, Katie?
I played percussion.
Yes. I'm sorry if that's my phone ringing. Do you play an instrument? The little guitar you play? Nice. Do you play an instrument, Jim?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, I'm asking you all these questions about music because today we're going to honor our musicians in that help us worship here in church and help us praise God. And so I'm asking all of you because I'm hoping that you can bring your gifts and talents to worship as well when you're ready. So that's why I was asking all these questions. And when you're ready, you can talk to me or you can talk to our music director, Amy. Okay? So that's why I was asking you all these music questions, because music is a huge part of worship. I think my new favorite song is our opening hymn. I really, really like that song a lot. So will you pray with me as we talk about music and talk about the waiting space and talk about what's next? Loving God, thank you so much for the gift of music. We are grateful that it makes us feel like you're with us. We're grateful that it makes us feel happy and that it brings us up. And sometimes it sobers us. Be with us in all we do, in all we say, in all we play. Amen. Okay, so you can go and sit back. Oh, I forgot. I have new coloring sheets. If you'd like to color at the table over here, I have three new ones with these balloons. Or you can go sit back with whoever brought you. Okay? Here, I'm going to have you bring that back, Jim.
In today's passage from the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, Jesus finally leaves his followers after 40 days and is taken up into heaven. We see that his followers still don't understand what his ministry was all about. I'm reading verses 1 through 11 in the Common English Bible Translation. Theophilus, the first scroll I wrote concerned everything Jesus did and taught from the beginning right up to the day when he was taken up into heaven. Before he was taken up, working in the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus instructed the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed them that he was alive and with many convincing proofs. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days, speaking to them about God's kingdom. While they were eating together, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised. He said, "This is what you heard from me. John baptized with water, but in only a few days you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit." As a result, those who had gathered together asked Jesus, "Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel now?" Jesus replied, "It isn't for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has set by his own authority. Rather, you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." After Jesus said these things, as they were watching, he was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going away, and as they were staring towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood next to them. They said, "Galileans, why are you standing here, looking toward heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you in heaven will come in the same way that you saw him go up into heaven." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, I am always excited to honor musicians. I feel like, I jumped ahead. Go ahead.
Because of the gripping significance of the text, the composer feels it imperative that the following paragraph be read at the performance of this piece. The Holocaust is a stunning reminder of the tragic results of prejudice and hate toward other people, but it is also a reminder that hope held firm will eventually reign victorious over the greatest of odds. The following words were inscribed on the walls of a cellar in Cologne, Germany, where Jews were hiding from the Nazis during World War II. Hope was all they had to hold on to. Hope was their only bridge to a brighter tomorrow.
Thank you, choir. Sometimes music brings us places like that anthem just did for us right here, right? It brought me somewhere. This congregation has a long-standing history of music being an important part of worship. And so today, we will once again honor our musicians. So I'm hoping if our musicians are able, whether they be in the choir, the No Fault Orchestra, or in the bell choir, that they might stand as we recognize them. If you're able, please remain standing as we go through our litany here. Spirit of the living God, we give you thanks for your word dancing around us. From the first bird in the morning until the last cricket at night, the sounds of your presence surround us. May our ears... Spirit of the living God, we give thanks for the gift of music as it moves and shapes us. We thank you for the ways in which the poetry expresses our faith, the melody our longing, the harmony our hope. May our lives... Spirit of the living God, we give thanks for the musicians that lead us in worship. We thank you for those who direct and lead. We thank you for those who tap and ring and play. We thank you for those who blend their voices. Spirit of the living God, we give thanks for the opportunity to express our love for you and for one another through the powerful mystery of rhythm. Amen. Oh, that's a wonderful picture, Danny. So, you may be seated. The celebration does not end here. We have cake to honor our musicians. So afterwards, everyone come back to the gathering room and have some cake. All right? We don't want to have any left. And we heard the musicians will stay and talk with us if we gave them cake. So, right, musicians, you'll stay? All right, great. Well, we turn to our message for today. Our scripture today is the very beginning of the book of Acts. Acts is chapter 2 in the series of books written by the author of Luke. So the author of Luke wrote Luke and Acts. Luke is chapter 1, Acts is chapter 2. So Acts chapter 1, verse 1 through 11 sets the scene for the book of Acts. So in our sanctuary, we have many beautiful stained glass windows. Our windows tell the story of Jesus. And so over here, the farthest one, is Jesus' birth. And it goes all the way around this way, and then there, and back around. And behind the organ pipes is the ascension window. So, I haven't been moving my slides. There is our ascension window. God has set us up well. Jesus came and was an example for us. And when Jesus ascends, he does not leave us alone. He leaves us with the promise of the Holy Spirit to guide us, because God is always with us. In our scripture today, the disciples ask Jesus about the reign of Israel. Did they hope Jesus would now rule Israel like the warrior David? Perhaps. Jesus has not been talking about the kingdom of Israel, but the kingdom of God, or the reign of God. The kingdom of God in which we, humanity, are to love God and love each other each and every day, as Jesus taught us. Then, my favorite part of today's scripture comes. The two men in robes appear and ask the disciples why they are looking up. Oh, I missed the Apostles' Creed. This piece is in there, so we're going to go, why are you looking up? I'm wondering, have you ever stood and watched a balloon go up and up and up and fade into the clouds, and you wonder if you can still see it? Or maybe you do that with an airplane when you have a loved one off on a trip, and you watch as it goes into the clouds and beyond the clouds, and you wonder, do I see it? Is it still there? Do I see it? I imagine the disciples were doing this as they watched Jesus ascend. Music is one way in which people feel lifted up and feel God's presence. just like in the anthem today. I'm hoping all of us, because I felt it, felt lifted and closer to God. And within that anthem, the author talked about how God is always with us in this struggle, in this hopelessness. This is one reason why we celebrate our musicians today. I love this quote by Howard Thurman about the work of Christmas, and it's a good reminder almost halfway through our year. When the work of Christmas begins is the title of this. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. So much music is music of the heart. We worship and are lifted up by music, and this, what Howard Thurman says, is our lifelong work. The music of the heart, the work of Christmas. God gave us Jesus, Emmanuel, so that we may know God is with us. Jesus showed us what God looks like in flesh. And when Jesus ascended, God did not want us to feel abandoned. So Jesus promised us the Holy Spirit so that we may know God is with us. Once Jesus ascended, what did the disciples do and what do we do? Well, scholar David Forney says, in it we are moved from passively waiting for Jesus to come and fix things in the end times to actively participating in the work of the Holy Spirit now. If we are sitting staring into heaven looking for Jesus, then we cannot be God's witnesses to the ends of the earth. I used to wonder why the stained glass ascension window was unseen in our sanctuary, but now I believe it is set the way it should be. It is lit up at night so that folks outside the church may see it. The ascending Jesus is looking out, once again setting an example for us. Our focus must be looking out to see, hear, love, and feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit. Amen.
The Apostles' Creed says this about Jesus. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of God, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Today, we memorialize his ascension into heaven. So please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing, O Christ, when you ascended. O Christ, when you ascended, you took your rightful throne. Your time on earth had ended, yet we weren't left alone. You reign o'er earth and heaven, your Spirit guides our way. Your prayers hold up your people, you lead your church each day. We look at earthly rulers and see what they command. We note their years of power, the borders of their land. Yet, Lord, you are not bounded by things like time and space.
Your reign is never ending. You rule in every place. We're tempted, Lord, to leave you in stories nicely told. Sometimes we don't believe you and say your ways are old. Sometimes we feel so lonely and live in doubt, in fear. But your ascension means, Lord, you're present with us here. It's often quite a challenge to follow in your day. We're easily distracted. It's hard, Lord, to obey. Sometimes we give you Sundays, an hour maybe two, but your ascension means, Lord, all life belongs to you. One day, oh Lord, we'll know you as we are fully known. Isaiah's world of sinners will bow before your throne. One day God's whole creation will sing and praise your name. On earth as now in heaven, we'll celebrate your reign. Please be seated. If you would like a prayer request read as a part of worship, please pass your yellow prayer slip to the ushers as they come down the aisle. And feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener right now as we begin our time of prayer, asking God to walk with us.
Walk with me, I will walk with you, and build the land that God has planned, where love shines through. Walk with me, I will walk with you, and build the land that God has planned, where love shines.
Let us continue to be in prayer, as we first will have a time of silent prayer, and then I will offer a spoken prayer, and finally we will speak the Lord's Prayer together. And I invite you, as you share the Lord's Prayer, do so in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. So take a deep breath. Get comfortable in your seat, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Loving God, yes, we may come to worship to find you, or to be closer to you, or maybe to seek answers to everyday questions, to find relief from our pain or release from the things we've pushed to the backs of our minds during the week, or maybe to share with others the joys of our very being to which we owe you. Yet we're here, surrounded in this place of worship by witnesses who have not just stopped to look to the heavens, but have accepted the strength and the power of your Holy Spirit to begin to do the work of your kingdom. Loving Spirit, guide us as we seek to work for justice, to nourish and clothe, to lament and celebrate. Encourage us to love kindness, to forgive and accept forgiveness, to show mercy and live in your eternally sustaining charity. And as we walk here on earth, may we reveal the Christ within us, each with our own part in being heaven here on earth. And now may we share that prayer that Jesus shared. Creator God, who art in heaven, blessed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Today we experience the Lord's Supper. Before we begin, I just would like to share with you that there is nothing special you need to do before you come to the table. All are welcome at this table. All who are ready to partake of the Lord's Supper are welcome. We have grape juice only, so all may partake. And we have gluten-free bread only, so all may partake. And when it's time, after we do our speaking part, folks will come up either through this aisle or this aisle. And when you do, you'll be met with a group of people. One will have bread, and you can take from that gluten-free bread. And then you have a choice. You can either dip it in the big cup and then eat it, or you can eat the bread right away and then take a little cup of juice. And folks up here will say the bread of life, and you may respond by amen, and the cup of the new covenant, and you may say amen. Then there's a basket. You put your little cup in there if you have one, and then you go down and come back to your seat. All right, so here we go. The Spirit of God be with you all. Lift up your hearts. Give thanks to our God. Holy God, Holy One, Holy Three, before all that is, you were God. Outside all we know, you are God. After all is finished, you will be God. Archangels, sound the trumpets. Angels, teach us their song. Saints, pull us into your presence. And this is our song. Holy, holy, holy God. Our life, our mercy, our might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Save us, we pray, you beyond all. Blessed is who comes in your name. Save us, we pray, you beyond all. Holy God, Holy One, Holy Three. You beyond the galaxies, you under the oceans, you inside the leaves, you pouring down rain, you opening the flowers, you feeding the insects, you giving us your image, you carrying us through the waters, you holding us in the night. Your smile on Sarah and Abraham, your hand with Moses and Miriam, your patience with Jacob and Esau, your care for Ruth and Naomi, your words through Deborah and Isaiah. You lived as Jesus among us, healing, teaching, dying, rising, inviting us all to your feast. In the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. do this in remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Holy God, we remember your Son, his life with the humble, his death among the wretched, his resurrection for us all, your wisdom, our guide, your justice, our strength, your grace, our path to rebirth. And so we cry, mercy. And so we cry, glory. And so we cry, blessing. Holy God, we beg for your Spirit, enliven this bread, awaken this body, pour us out for each other, transfigure our minds, ignite your church, nourish the life of the earth, make us, make many, united, make us through broken whole, make us, despite death, alive. And so we cry, Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit. And so the church shouts, come Holy Spirit. And so the earth pleads, come, Holy Spirit. You, Holy God, Holy One, Holy Three, our life, our mercy, our might, our table, our food, our server, our rainbow, our ark, our dove, our sovereign, our water, our wine, our light, our treasure, our tree, our way, our truth, our life. You, Holy God, Holy One, Holy Three, praise now, praise tomorrow, praise forever. And so we cry, Amen.
Amen.
Will my servers please come forward as we get ourselves ready? And ushers will come and invite folks down in a moment.
Holy God, we came to this table tempted to deny the pain of life, scarred from too many broken dreams, knowing that we are not immune to evil's lure. And you met us at this table, embracing us in our brokenness, naming us beloved, claiming us for an eternity. We thank you, living, loving God. Our church's vision is to feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit, and that is what we are all about. All are truly welcome here. Our family has been gathering in this very place for 150 years, and you are now a part of that living tradition. Giving is a way that we recognize the source of all that we have and a way that we keep the family healthy. So don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips that look like this in the plate as the ushers collect the offering and as David sings our solo this morning.
Troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. On mountains, you raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise God, the delicate power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Please remain standing and join me in our unison prayer of dedication. May the offerings brought this day be used as seeds planted faithfully and nurtured lovingly, so that God's way may be realized anew in this world. Grant us the humility we need to plant and tend your special garden. Amen. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, in his rules for singing, included this advice: sing lustily and with a good courage. Beware of singing as if you were half dead or half asleep, but lift up your voice with strength. Please remain standing, and with open hearts, join me in singing For the Music of Creation.
For the music of creation, let silent spirit reign. For the sound of fine expression, burst of joy in living things. God our God, the world's composer, hear us echoes of your voice. Music is your art, your glory, let the human heart rejoice. Psalms and symphonies exalt you, drum and trumpet, string and reed. Simple melodies proclaim you, tunes that rise from deepest need. Hymns of longing and belonging, carols from a cheerful throat, lilt of lullaby and love song, matching heaven in a note. All the voices of the ages in transcendent chorus meet, worship lifting up the senses, hands at praise and dancing feet. Over discord and division, music speaks your joy and peace. Harmony of earth and heaven, song of God that can.
May the peace of God, which exceeds all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.